Guards, you are dismissed. Leave me to speak privately with our lord.
My king, it is an honor to see you again, as always. Thank you for meeting with me so readily. Of course, my king. You know me well enough to understand that I never waste your time. I promise you are going to greatly enjoy what I have prepared for you. But first, allow me to congratulate you once more on your victory, my lord. At long last, the entire continent has been unified under your rule. Such a satisfying, invigorating thing, isn't it? Yes. My proud and mighty monarch, personally leading the charge against the last bastion of resistance to your rule. Oh, how I wish I could have been there to see you. But at least I was there to welcome you home, yes? Well, allow me to get to the point, then. It concerns the matter of the last possible threat to your rule. The captured princess of the nation you so recently conquered? Indeed, as you are well aware, she is the last of her bloodline, and while her nation is broken and scattered, her claim is legitimate. It's very unlikely, but there is the small chance that the conquered rabble may use her as a rallying symbol, using her claim as a flimsy justification to revolt. And I'm well aware that your generals and military advisors are suggesting that you execute her to remove that possibility. However, I must disagree with that. As your vizier, your most trusted advisor, I would suggest a more, sensitive approach. One that I think you'll favor by a significant margin. Why, thank you, my lord. It is precisely because you recognize my talents and contributions that you have forever earned my loyalty, among other things. Now, you should understand, my lord, in the princess's culture, strength and honor were valued quite highly. By all respects, the princess should have fought to the death, even after hearing of her father's demise and the fall of her castle. And while the princess is not physically powerful by any means, she is actually quite the powerful mage. So, why then do you suppose she put up no resistance whatsoever? Why would a trained battle mage, so instilled with the virtues of honor till the very end, surrender to your forces? It's because she wants to survive, my lord. Hardly surprising, I know, but bear with me. You see, her nation may be gone, but her bloodline remains, so long as she does. She doesn't want her family line to die out. And I wonder, why should you extinguish her bloodline, my king? I feel that would be, wasted potential. Instead, I suggest we use her power and make it your own. Oh, yes, I do believe it would be wise to marry her, seeing their former princess happily and peacefully wed to the king who has honorably defeated their own would go a long way to helping the conquered people adapt. But that is not the entirety of my plan, of course. You know, I think it would be easier to simply show you. May I? Excellent. I've been working on her in my spare time, you know. I think you'll be quite surprised. Girl, enter. My lord, may I present Princess Clover?
My king, I knew before you ready to serve you and please you. My joy is your own.
Yes, she's quite the change from the quiet little thing that you saw earlier, isn't she? Do you like her new outfit, sire? I had it tailored specifically to suit your preferences. It does a good job of showing off her curves, doesn't it? Go on, girl. Turn around. Slowly. Put on a show for your new master.
Of course, mistress. Please, look at me to your heart's content, my king.
I thought you would like that, sire. Isn't her naked bottom lovely? So delightfully soft and appealing. Oh, and the way it jiggles when you spank her. She really is just so fun to play with. Do you understand now, sire? I've reconditioned her. I know that you prefer your partners to be lively, so a mind-broken toy would never do. Oh no. As I mentioned, she wants to survive, and she wants to ensure that her bloodline survives. Helping her find a new purpose was surprisingly easy. Would you like to hear it directly from her? Go on then, girl. Tell your king what is your new purpose in life.
My king, my master, for the rest of my life, I submit myself to you. I am yours to command. I exist for your pleasure and for your children.
And there it is. Oh, isn't she wonderful, sire? Yes. To the public, she will be your happily wedded wife, promoting peace and prosperity throughout the land. But in private, she will be your personal royal whore, dedicated to your pleasure. Claim her, my king. Claim the power of her bloodline and add it to your own with your physical prowess and her magical capacity. Your children would be the mightiest this world has ever seen, ensuring that our great nation would last for 1,000 years. She yearns for you so badly, my king. I ensure that she does. The idea of being your personal broodmare, birthing more heroes for our nation, makes her quiver in anticipation. Shall I demonstrate? Lift up your robes, girl. Spread yourself and show the king your need.
Your mistress speaks the truth, my king. I am already wet for you. I would like nothing more than to please you and to be rewarded with the feeling of your warm seed inside of me.
I have trained her extensively in how to pleasure a man, sire. Your royal guard were gracious enough to assist me in training her. But I've ensured that her virginity has been left intact, of course. That prize is for you alone.
Please, sire, may I show you what I've learned? I live to serve you.
I have already taken the liberty of clearing your schedule for the day, my king. No one shall interrupt us. So, let's put her to use, shall we? Simply give her the order, my lord. Command her to please you with her mouth, and then make her ride you upon the throne. Breed her right here, right now.
Yes. Oh, I will gladly please you, my king. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me.
Observe the sway of her hips as she approaches, discarding her robes in a single, smooth motion. Do you see the hunger in her eyes? She has been well trained for this, my lord. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Master, may I remove your pants, please? I'm just so eager to begin. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, sire. Oh, my king, you're so enormous. I've never seen such a magnificent cock. Oh, it's glorious.
I want you to stroke more than just his ego, girl.
Oh, of course. Does this please you, master? My hands are so soft and your cock is so hard. Please, will you show me your full size? Mistress has made such claims about your cock, and I just want to experience it for myself.
I never exaggerate when it comes to our lord's cock, girl. It's just as incredible as I claim. Now, lick him, girl. Make his glorious cock wet with your saliva.
Oh, with pleasure, mistress. Oh, my king, I can already tell your taste is so divine, so incredibly manly. The way your cock just glistens, coated with my saliva. Oh, I am so blessed to be able to experience this. Oh, already? You're so big, master. So incredibly hard. Please, please command me to suck you. Yes, thank you.
Now that's better, isn't it? That's where your king's cock belongs. Inside of you, as often as possible. I'll have to arrange for the servants to keep a cushion handy behind the throne, sire. I'm sure you'll want your whore to please you as often as you like. She does please you, yes? it's quite satisfying to know that I've trained her tongue well. Moan for us, whore. Let your king know just how much you enjoy sucking his cock.
It's so delicious. I love your cock, Lester.
Didn't you ever learn not to speak with your mouth full? Well, the king does rather enjoy that, so I suppose it can be forgiven. That was quite the groan, sire. Are you getting close already? There's no shame in that. I told you that she was well trained, did I not? It's so very gratifying to see my hard work pay off.
Do not touch that hole, slave. Your hands are his, and your holes are his. If I see you try to finger yourself again, you will severely regret it.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me, mistress.
I'm not the one you need to apologize to. For your misbehavior, you've just lost your sucking privileges.
I'm sorry.
Silence. Kneel. Place your hands on your thighs and open your mouth. My apologies, my king. She'll be a well-behaved slut for you soon enough. She's simply eager. Feel free to give her ass a firm spanking if she misbehaves again. That will quickly set her to right. Now, will you allow me to deliver you to orgasm, sire? I think we should feed your whore her first load directly. Yes, excellent, my king. Just place the tip of your gorgeous cock in her mouth. Feel her lock her lips around it. And allow me to stroke you. That's it, sire. You deserve this. You've earned this pleasure and so much more. Your whore is ready to accept your seed. She won't waste a single drop of it, sire. Gods, you're such a gorgeous man, my king. Kiss me. Kiss me as you come in your whore's mouth. Yes, that's it. Come, come. Such a delicious orgasm, sire. I could practically feel your bliss radiating through me. So how was he, girl? How was your first taste of your king's seed?
Incredible. Master, you taste amazing. Your essence was so warm. So rich, so delicious. Oh, please, sire, will you take me now? Please, Please, I beg of you, please allow me to ride you and take your seat again.
Oh my, what a display. Well, sire, has she earned it? Are you ready to claim her? Ready to breed her?
Oh, yes. Yes, master, thank you. Thank you. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. Now I can finally have it. Oh, I'm so happy.
Do it, sire. Fuck her with as much fervor and passion as you do with me. Give her her reward.
You're lining up against me, rubbing against my pussy. My king, why do you delay? Haven't I earned it? Please, won't you? Fuck me. Yes. Oh, gods. Yes. Oh, God, yes.
What a lovely sight. Oh, she seems to be such a perfect fit for you, my king. Now, just lay back against the throne and let your freshly deflowered whore ride you.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, your dick is so perfect. Master, I can feel you so fucking deep inside of me.
You belong to him now, girl. Inside and out. Never forget that.
I won't. I could never forget that, mistress. Oh, this is even better than I could have imagined. His dick is even better than you claimed.
She is my finest work, to be sure. And I do love playing this role. But my king, if I may, allow me to offer some encouragement. Allow me to rub your shoulders from behind as your eager slut bounces on your dick. Isn't this a lovely angle, too? Look at the way her tits bounce. Oh, and such an ecstatic, wild expression on her face. Thank you, my king. I'm glad that you're pleased with her. Perhaps you can express your gratitude to me after this is done. Now, claim her. It's time to make her yours forever. Just imagine it, my king. Imagine what this gorgeous whore is going to look like once you've bred her and she's pregnant with your children. Her belly will grow round, swollen with your offspring, and her tits will grow even bigger and fill with milk. Oh, your lineage will be glorious, sire. Your heirs will be so magnificently powerful.
Yes. Yes, please, my king, please, breed me, I will gladly be the mother of your children.
Yes, do it. Come. Come inside of her, my king. Claim her. Breed her. That's it, my king. Give her everything. Fill out that belly with your seed. Yes. That's so delicious. Watch writhing in your cock.
Yes, I feel it. Finally. It's so warm inside of me.
Yes. Yes, sire. Come inside of her. Release all of that perfect seed. Her womb is so fertile, so defenseless. Breed her. Fuck. Yes. Spectacular, my king. She's sure to be carrying your child now. But just to be sure, shall we move to the bedroom and carry on? I can tell that you're far from satisfied.
I don't...
My, exhausted already. It seems I've neglected to train your stamina. Well, I'll be more than happy to entertain you, my king. Come then, let's thoroughly enjoy ourselves.